I was a casino porter. Okay. Then Ralph Engelstad's brother, Richard, came and asked me one day. Actually, was the head of the, it was a casino head who came and asked me, but Richard had told him to. Mm-hmm. He said, "You want to go to the bell desk? If we're going to go to the big hotel. You want to be a bellman?" I said, "Bellman." I said, "No, I'm satisfied here." He said, "You don't like money?" I said, "Do bellmen make more money than casino porters?" He said, "Yes." I knew anything about Vegas. Oh. To me, you know, the shift didn't bother me. I didn't care, yeah. You know, and yeah, but they put me on the bell desk. I went to the bell desk, and I stayed in that bell desk for about 25 years,
wow.
You know, which was about, I was the only black bellman for a long time. First black bell captain.
Okay.
Maybe the only black bell captain, mm-hmm. at least for while I was there. Mm-hmm. And that became a very good job.
Yes.
For me. I became a Muslim while I was there.
Okay.
I stopped drinking while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was running luggage at that point, I was studying, had my little notes in my pocket, and I studied the Arabic as I was walking back and forth to rooms, and just became a good experience. And when I became bell captain and worked the bell desk, because it was a very good experience, both from a financial point of view, although I didn't save any money. I made sure of that. I told my wife one day, I said, I saved you and our daughters from that awful lifestyle of those who are rich. I protected you from over abundance of wealth.